I've been around quite a few protests the last while, and there is more and more women out on the streets, and more women are protesting. But, you know, as we approach International Women's Day, I will call on all of the women in rural Ireland, and specifically here in Donegal, to support the protests, even if they have a bubby with them or an elderly parent with them. Because, I mean, there's nothing like people power, and especially the voices of women, people power can especially be heard.
Well, we hear that things are getting more equal, if you like, for women in the likes of politics and business. As a woman councillor, is that something that you experience, or do you believe there is still a level of discrimination there?
There is certainly a level of inequality there. You know, all you have to do is look at the council chamber or in our own national parliament, and you see the lack of representation of women. And when you consider that the population in Ireland, you know, over half the population is women, yet there's severe underrepresentation, and that's something that definitely has to be looked at.
But you're arguing if you can't at the moment make your voice heard in the likes of the council chamber, you can certainly make it heard.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're not in the council chamber, you can still get heard. There's various women's groups throughout the county, and there's various organisations that even young girls can get involved in. And in the theme for this year, International Women's Day, from the UN, the United Nations point of view, is empowering rural women. And I mean, there is a better tie in Ireland to get involved in local politics or in local decision making.